Good morning again. This is Father Joseph Hagen here at the Priory at St. Vincent Ferrer. And today I'm joined with the now Father Hyacinth Grubb. Many of you know him from his year with us as a transitional deacon, as Brother Hyacinth. He was ordained a priest on May 23rd. And well, Brother Hyacinth, I want to hear a bit of your vocation story. I know we don't have the time for the whole thing, but when did you first meet Dominicans? When did you first have the idea of becoming Dominican yourself?
Yeah, no, it's a real pleasure to be able to share that story with all of everyone who's listening to this. There's a joke that when you start off in religious life, your vocation story takes half an hour, and by the time you're ordained, it takes 2 minutes. So we'll see if that's true.
That's kind of true, yeah.
But let's see. So I grew up in Colorado in a little mountain town. Grew up in a Catholic family, going to church, saying decades of the rosary while in the car, but never thought about becoming a priest. And it wasn't until I went to Columbia University here in Manhattan. I was studying electrical engineering. And when I went to Columbia, I met the Dominican friars there. The Polish Dominicans actually ran the campus ministry.
Yeah.
And so I met them, and they have, the Dominican life is just a wonderful focus on Christ. It's turning aside from everything else, even good things, but anything that could distract us from Christ. And there's a single-mindedness to it. And so when I met the Polish friars, it was just very compelling to meet people who were doing this, who were living this single-minded pursuit of Christ. And so basically, after I was set to graduate, at the end of those 4 years at Columbia, I had a nice job lined up with engineering and everything, and decided, being a friar would be better than all that.
Yeah.
So I entered.
That's awesome. It's also just great how God brought you for your first assignment as a priest to the very city where you found the Dominicans, which is not like a small town in Colorado. It's Manhattan, but there's a beautiful symmetry to that. And so today we give thanks for Father Hyacinth's vocation. We pray that God would speak to each of our hearts, wherever he's calling us, that we, by the grace of Jesus Christ, would say yes to him each day, whatever he wants of us today, that we would follow him with that single-minded, single-hearted devotion, because he seeks us with his whole heart. So thank you for listening today, and we'll talk again tomorrow. God bless.